Good afternoon. It is Monday, Thursday, April the 6th. This is Pastor Rod. I'm going to make two recordings. One will be the recording with the message for Monday, Thursday. And this one, I just want to talk to you a moment about Holy Week. I'm making two recordings, because I'm still not certain about the time issue and the length of the recording for emailing purposes. Though I think I've got it down, but I'm not quite sure. So we'll do this. What an unusual Holy Week this is, turning out to be. I think we had all hoped this coronavirus would be on its way out. It appears that it seems to be flattening out, at least. The curve is becoming flatlined. But nevertheless, we are in the situation we are, and it is unusual. It's in some ways unique, I would even say, though I'm sure there have been other times in history that viruses or other such crisis happening in the world has happened, and people's routine of worship was abruptly changed. So this is unusual. But it doesn't stop us from worshiping. We are thankfully able to do so electronically today. Every congregation is at least able to do an audio like I'm doing. Many are streaming. Anyway, the point being, we won't be gathering as a group, which is so important to God's people, is to gather together and the fellowship, the friendship, the belonging as God's children together is so important to our life. And so, of course, we miss gathering on Sunday. We miss not being able, or we miss gathering this week. But we have to deal with, the times. Not too long ago, really, I guess it's a little bit longer now, it seems like only a couple years ago to me still, I guess because it made such an impression on my mind. And that was back in 2014. That was a time I was incapable of leading my congregation during Holy Week or Easter or for several Sundays after. And that was because in 2014, the beginning of Holy Week, I became sick with pneumonia and pleurisy. I was hospitalized. And So it was so strange. I got to lead the service on Palm Sunday, and it was a joyful day. It was a wonderful day. It started out great. It just kind of started going downhill from the time of the church coffee hour was over, and I was headed home. And along the way, stopping for something to eat, I started developing achingness in my back, and I thought it was a back problem. Turned out I had pneumonia. And so anyway, I was hospitalized with the pneumonia and pleurisy. I was in intensive care for 2 weeks, and then I was let home, but I still could not function as the pastor of the congregation and leading the worship. I was just too weak. It took time before I was strong enough just to even do that. So my point being, that Sunday that I actually got to stand in front of the congregation, that was Easter to me because I didn't get to celebrate with them. But that Sunday was Easter to me. And I want you to keep this in mind. Every Sunday is Easter. Every Sunday is Easter. It has been that way for the church ever since that first Easter. Now, a date was set to celebrate in a feast way, the Easter that we celebrate once a year. But Easter is more than a one-day thing, because it's the beginning of our Lord's new creation. And because we are in Christ and Christ is in us, we are new people. And so when we gather together, whatever day we want to choose to say, this is our Easter feast, our Easter celebration, and we'll pull out the flowers, we'll do up the singing, we'll have the choir sing stuff, and we'll sing back stuff, and it'll be wonderful, it'll be great, we'll be joyful, because we'll be together doing it, and not distanced from one another as we are now. Electronically is how we're going to have to do it. For a church as ours, it's hard not having the sacrament. But we'll make do. We'll do fine. Because we're going to really want the Lord's Supper when we gather. And I don't care if it's a communion Sunday or not. We're having communion that Sunday. We are all together celebrating. All right? So we're going to do that because it's going to be our Easter celebration. And that I just want to encourage you, stand strong. Stand in your faith. Be steadfast. Know that this Sunday is on the calendar, the Easter feast day, and we're going to do that in our hearts, and we're going to worship God, and we're going to give Him thanks and praise. But then when we gather again for the first time, that's going to be a special day. And just know it'll be a beautiful day, and it'll be great. So that ends this portion of my recording, and thankfully it went through because I did this once before, and I got finished. And apparently I'd never hit record. So that's not a good thing. So here it is again for you. The Lord's peace be with each and every one of you. And I'll see you on the, well, I won't see you, but you'll hear me on the other recording. Bye-bye.